Well, we're having our 20th anniversary. It's a contemplative college in Boulder, Colorado, and was founded in 1974 by a very intelligent poet, Tibetan Lama, Chögyam Trungpa Rinpoche. Trungpa is the author of a number of books that are published by Shambhala Press, and he has a number of study groups around the country. He died in 1986, but had built a very firm foundation among his students for ongoing work. And this college is sort of like the interface between the secular world and the Buddhist world, but also an independent entity. We're sort of giving hospitality to Christians, Jews, Bohemians, Kerouacian beatniks, and whatnot, as well as Sufis. And the idea is to have a wisdom education rather than a commercial education. So it's particularly good for poetics, dance, but also psychology, very strong psychology group that gets good jobs on graduating because they're so adept, both knowing themselves for meditation and empathizing with people who are lost to themselves. So we've gone on for 20 years, but the reason it was called the Kerouac School was that Trungpa was a very good poet in Tibetan. And one day, I think 72 or 3, I read him all through Kerouac's Mexico City Blues, the same book that had inspired Bob Dylan. And Trungpa laughed all the way. And when we got to New York from, after a 4-hour ride down from his retreat land in Vermont, he got out of the car and said, "It's a perfect manifestation of mind," i.e., Trungpa saw writing as writing your mind in the way I've been describing. So when he asked me and Ann Waldman to take responsibility to form a poetics faculty in order to teach the meditators golden mouth, otherwise they'd be no good at turning the wheel of Dharma and explaining their attitude of tolerance toward life, and teach the poets some meditation to avoid Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain syndrome of depression and self-damage, you know, some kind of basic balance and sanity, which is always useful in poetry, because many poets, Wordsworth has a line, "We poets in our youth begin in gladness and thereof come and end in, what is it, depression and madness, or suicide and madness," which is characteristic of our rock and roll grunge generation too, as it was every generation of poets or sensitives. From the very first, when I said in Howl, "I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked." So it was a great way of introducing East and West together and combining them. And the intelligence of meditation in catching yourself thinking and the intelligence of poetry is very similar, in which poetry you've got to catch yourself thinking and write down what you thought. So they're actually both facets of the same kind of awareness practice. And he saw, Trungpa, the teacher, saw that as, saw poetry, American poetry, as an awareness practice like tea ceremony, archery, martial arts. And so we've had this going on for 20 years, and this summer we'll have our big anniversary with Amiri Baraka coming, the great black poet, Robert Creeley, a great academic black mountain poet, Philip Glass, the musician with whom I've worked a lot, Michael McClure, who travels these days with Ray Manzarek of the Doors fame, Ken Kesey's coming down to put on his trickster play. Marion Faithful, who's taught lyric poetry there a number of years. Francesco Clemente, the painter, who's made a portrait of me that we can sell for keeping the school going. Galway Cannell, who's more of a NYU academic poet, but has been opening up his imagination lately. And Ferlinghetti of the old Beat generation, and Gary Snyder of the Northwest will be there. And a lot of people, it's sort of endless. Gregory Corso, Gelick Rinpoche, the teacher I've been working with now since Trungpa died. And see who else we got. Some younger poets that people wouldn't know. And Ann Waldman, most of all. And Ed Sanders. Ed Sanders of the Fugs and Ann Waldman, who's the director.
And for more information, we have a phone number for you in Colorado, 303-546-3592. We are just about out of time. There are several poems I'd like you to do, but since we are running out of time, Autumn Leaves is one.
That's a good one. You got the right one to sign off with.
I thought so.
You must have read this book.
Well, I did. I did read it.
Good
for
you.
I spent a lot of time with it, especially last night. And I was thinking, well, perhaps we should read the poem first and then talk.